Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Rob Archer. Top local story. While you may have been sleeping off your holiday cheer, thousands of Southern California residents were hitting the malls. The Black Friday rush is on, and KNX 1070's John Baird is on it. He is live at the Citadel.
And what's luring everyone in this year? The deals, of course, with the stores sporting signs for 40% off, 50% off. People brave the cold for all-night good bargain run.
That's pretty cold, yeah. Like, my hands are numb and everything.
But not so cold to get him to stay home. He and a friend were chilling out on a bench after the all-nighter.
Hey, there's good prices right there, 40% off everything.
He must have finished all of his holiday shopping, right? Not exactly.
I was buying for myself. Yeah, we were here since 10.
That's more than 7 hours of self-indulgence. You have to love that. I talked to some store clerks, though, who tell me it wasn't that bad overnight.
You know what? It was not that busy.
It wasn't?
Yeah, it was not that busy.
Like, the traffic wasn't as much as last year.
Now, hopefully, that's not a bad omen for retailers, because last year fell way short of expectations. Reporting live at the Citadel, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Ski resorts say they are delighted by the Thanksgiving storm that dumped snow across the local mountains, and they say conditions will be excellent for skiers and snowboarders. Andrew O'Rourke at the National Weather Service tells KNX this is more like a storm you'd see in the mountains of Northern California.
3 feet of snow at mountain high is a Sierra snowstorm for sure, so very good news for the local resort operators, and early Christmas for them, I'm sure. The 3 to 5 inches at Lancaster, not so much. But we'll take a good start to the snow season and a good, nice catching up with the rain season.
He also tells us this is probably one of the coldest Thanksgivings on record in Southern California. Orange County health officials have tracked down a huge sewage spill to a Laguna Beach golf course as they warn people to stay away from local beaches.
There were 4 million gallons of raw sewage which poured onto beaches from Newport to Dana Point, and the warnings went out. Stay away. Orange County health officer Nicole Quick tells KNX it's for your own safety.
Thing is to avoid contact, but if they do come into contact, showering, rinsing off, and then just monitoring themselves for symptoms.
There were warnings posted for the rainy weather anyway, and the spill just added to the problem. It's normal for agencies to tell people to stay away from the water for days after a rain due to possible runoff.
Generally advise people to not go to the beach for a number of days after a significant rain like this.
If you are affected by the smell, you can file a complaint through the South Coast AQMD. Bob Brill, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It has been more than a year since a man opened fire at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, leaving 12 people dead. The co-owners of the bar confirm it will reopen. A big renovation is planned, but there is no estimate on when the work will be finished. In the meantime, they're also working on a new nightclub with a similar vibe. In an Instagram video post, the owners announced it'll be called BL Dance Hall and Saloon.
We're bringing everything as far as the neons, the dance floor. We're actually going to be building a brand new dance floor, pool tables, you name it. Everything that you loved about Borderline, we're bringing to this new location in Agoura Hills.
Co-owners say it's a place Borderline patrons can call home during the rebuilding process. Monday morning is going to be hard, really hard, at Saugus High School, where classes will be in session for the first time in 2 weeks when a student shot two classmates to death and wounded three others before killing himself. At its most recent meeting, the Santa Clarita City Council observed a moment of silence for everyone affected by the violence that day. And a student at nearby Valencia High told the council about the impact of the Saugus High shooting on her campus.
I saw students crying, walking to class faster, and teachers who were holding back their tears when they're clearly in pain. If this happened at all neighboring schools, I can barely imagine what it would be like for Saugus students mentally to go back next Monday.
But when the student asked the council to support additional mental health counselors at high schools in the district, the city manager said that's a suggestion more appropriately directed to the school board. A rock climber from Orange County is dead after falling off a cliff in Northern California. Brad Gobright was climbing with a friend at Sendero Luminoso when their rope reportedly got stuck, causing both men to fall. Gobright slid almost 1,000 feet off a cliff while the other man hit a brush or a bush, which broke his fall, likely saved his life. The studios that make many popular TV shows gearing up for a possible strike by writers. The current labor contract with the Writers Guild of America expires in the spring, and Deadline Hollywood, an entertainment industry website, says no talks are scheduled. The union reportedly wants to increase fees for shows that air on the growing number of internet streaming platforms, while producers are ordering extra scripts in preparation for a possible walkout.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!